okay, good kvitel, good ma'id. I learned it should be in Zchus Lili Nishmas, my grandfather, Moshe Chai ben Yedidya. So now we're holding Erev Yontif, the last minutes of Hoshana Rabbah, going to Shmini Tzeres and not Simchas Torah. I just want to take a very practical, very simple message of what is really the essence of Shmini Tzeres and Simchas Torah. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's going to lay in a wrote in 5744, which I believe was the year 1984, the Rebbe spoke on the night of Simchas Torah and he said the following. The Rebbe said, the mitzvah Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, according to the Rebbe Rayatz, there's only one mitzvah. And what's that mitzvah? The mitzvah is pure joy. The mitzvah is pure joy during the 48 hours of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. There's no dalan minim. There's no sukkah. The mitzvah is rak al-ach li-yosamech. To be able to just be besimcha. And says the Rebbe Rayatz, the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman, quoted as following the Rebbe Rayatz, Rav Yosef Yitzchak, says the Rebbe Rayatz, the joy in dancing during these 48 hours has the same effect as the service of Yira during the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. So on one level, we're entering into another level of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was all Yiradik. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is all Simchadik. And he even says that maybe even joy could be even on a higher level. He says, we know famously from the Arizal and the Zohar, that we say Yom Kippurim is a day like Purim. But Yom Kippur is a day of joy. But there's no physical joy, but Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, you have the ability to take physical, spiritualities and to make it purely joyous. So we have to understand why Dafka is the mitzvah of Simcha and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So now as we leave the world of Chabad for a minute, we enter the world of Bretzlav. Rav Nosson writes in the Maimer in Hilchos Tfilos Arvis Halacha Dalet in Sif Laman Aleph. And he says, you want to understand Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah is basically taking all of the things that we worked on in Elul, taking everything we worked in Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, and now we're putting a stamp on it. We're putting it a stamping on Simchas Torah. Says the Rabbi Nosson, from his great Rabbi, Rabbi Nachman, Ki'ikr Amshachas HaTorah Miram Shimu, Hu Aidei HaSimcha Shu Kli L'Kaval HaTorah. You want to keep the Kayach going, you want to keep the Oros going, you want to keep the inspiration going from El Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah. It's got to be through Simcha, and then it's got to be through Simcha of Kabbalah Satorah. Not through learning Torah, through having joy to be Mekabel the Torah. And this is the Gemar HaTikun, says Reb Nosson, She'anu Zohar LaHamshich B'chinas Kabbalah Satorah B'Shleimus, She'ikar HaKabbalah Hu'adei Simcha. The number one Kabbalah for the entire year. We're setting off now into the entire year. We have one more day, according to the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Shemini Atzeres, Kadosh Baruch says, give me one more day, just me and you, no other nations. The Gemara in Sukkah says, I believe on Nunhei Mabez, no one else, just me and you, no other nations bring me Karbonos, this is just me and you. The Rabbonos wants to see, how are you leaving Yerushalayim? How are you leaving the high holy days? Are you leaving the high holy days in a pachar, in a little bit of an atzvus, or are you leaving with a simcha? Says Rabbi Nachman, says Rabbi Nosson, quoting his famous Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, says, Dafka, that's why we start the Torah, we end the Torah, and we start the Torah. Because when we end the Torah, we're so excited, we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our commitment to Him again, we immediately start the Torah again. Le'enei kol Yisrael, breishis bara alokim. Ke'she'omdim b'sof ha'teva achrona, adayin omdim b'tzchilas ha'teva rishona ki kulo echad. Once we finish, we show one of the Bona Shalom. It's our signature, it's our stamp, it's our responsibility for the entire year. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're not just inspired on Elul Rosh Hashanah during the Ila and Yom Kippur, Sukkot Hoshana Rabbah. We're putting into a Maisa. And what's the Maisa? The Maisa is Simcha, Dafka, dancing throughout with the Sefer Torah. And we know that, just jumping back to Chabad for a second, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, why Dafka do we dance with the Sefer Torah? Because when one dances with one's feet, with your heels, it's the lowest part of the body, which emphasizes that the joy has nothing to do with understanding, but it's because we choose it. The dafka, the lowest part of the body, has nothing to do with our brain. We're doing it because not because we know something this or that. We're doing it because we're choosing it. We're choosing a Kabbalah HaTorah with Simcha the rest of the year. Reminds me of a mashal, my own daughter. I know at the end of the day when she's nice to her sister, she gets whatever she wants. But sometimes what happens, she punches her sister in the face, and then I have to bribe her be able to get things nicely. And she's crying, this and that. The best way is that when she knows the right thing to do in the beginning, and when she finishes, she gives me the biggest smile in the end. So we all want to be like that little kid. Right now we're finishing all these days of closest to the Ribono Shel Olam. We dafka ended off with a smile. We dafka ended off with simcha to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that it wasn't troublesome being in shul for so long. The Dalamin Chas Hashem. We're doing it with joy. We're doing it with tremendous simcha, and that's how we're growing closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And finally, Reb Nosson writes, dafka, that's why we also dance with the Sifri Torah in a circle. Because a circle, it's like the machal that Kadosh Baruch Hu has been dancing with the tzaddikim lasalovo. The Gemara famously says, I believe in Tainis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be standing in the middle when Mashiach is going to come, and all the tzaddikim are going to be standing around him, and everyone's going to be passing, pointing to the middle, and says, Zeh Hashem Nagila v'nizlucha b'shiwaso. You're going to be pointing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is Kadosh Baruch Hu. We gladden and rejoice in his salvation. Because at the end of the day, a circle has no beginning, it has no end. A circle is always together. There's no beginning, there's no end. At the end of the day, we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, now that it looks like we're finishing the Torah, it's the Zos HaBracha, it's the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're moving on with Yehoshua, with Hoshea Samecha. Hoshea, Reb Nosson writes, is the Lashon Hoshea Samecha. And that's why I say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana. We're entering the world of Yehoshua, but we're starting a game of Bereishis Bara Elokim. And that's Dafka why a circle. A circle trying to memoram is Latzadikim Lasalovo. You know, famously, the Vilna Gaon says, is that the Oz Vahadu Levush HaVatizchach Liyom Acharon. Rav Weinberger recorded the Gra a few years back that Oz refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We see Hashem's strength on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hadar refers to Sukkot pre-Eitz Hadar. Vatizchach Liyom Acharon. It will come that day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be fully laughing. That is the avoid of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. It's a Mashiach Dikah time. It's a Simcha Dikah time. It's a Kabbalah to Torah. It's a Kabbalah for the entire year. To show Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're taking all the inspiration now that we had from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, now into Simchas Torah. But Simchas Torah is not just a time that it has nothing to do with Sukkot. It's literally the culmination. It's the stamp. It's the Svarim bring down that all the avodah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, it's all to be able to say Atah Reis Ladas, to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we know Him, that is Kiein O Melvado. But we have to do with joy, with Simcha, even if we're tired, especially the second day. Or things we know we did it already the first day, we make sure to do b'simcha to show Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're reinstituting ourselves, we're recommitting ourselves to the nation, to His army, and to His Torah be'ez Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu shvizocha, be able to take these lessons of Chabad and Bresov, to be able to understand what the Rebbe Rayat said, that the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres and Simcha's Torah is the mitzvah of simcha. And dafka mitzvah simcha, when we dance with our feet, because we're not doing it with anything to do with our brains, because we know we were choosing to be able to do it. We're davening dancing. It's the tikkun. It's the Kabbalah Torah b'shleimus through simcha, and that's why dafka we end simcha's Torah, but we start again. Shokarish Baruch Hu. We're not just doing it just to get it over with. We're starting again fresh with something that we enjoy and we love. And we want to start again our relationship with Him again once again. Gemarach Simatova, good Ben Shir, and have a beautiful Yom Tov.